neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
When the messenger of the Balak, they came to Bilam, so he told them, stay over tonight, and then I'll let you know what is really the decision will be. I have to ask Ribono Sheolam. He didn't say Ribono Sheolam. He said, I'm going to ask God. So now, at one point, Rabbeinu Chaim Ben Attar explained, he said, Linu for Halayla. So when you say to sleep here, you need to mention the night.
No.
You?
Linu for.
So Nino, you just rest here. So one point that Chaim Ben Attar explains, he offered them only for one night. He said, one night you're out. So he was very generous. He said, only tonight you can stay here, and then you can go. You have to go. So now, and that was not only it was wicked, it was a stingy also. So now, what was the decision of Hashem? What did Hashem tell Bilam to tell him?
Not to let him.
No, say don't go. So now they go, and then they come back. So now when they come back, what Bilam reaction should have been?
No way. I told you, why did you come?
Very nice, very nice. So it's just like, see, it happens like people, they get calls, right? And then when they pick up the phone, there's like a recording, like trip, this, that. So what do you do with the call?
Hang up.
You hang up, yeah. So now, when they came back, so what should Bilam tell him? What should tell him? Go away, I told you I'm not coming. So what was exactly his reaction was?
Let me ask again.
Yeah, so he said, stay away. What does it mean? If you tell them no already, right? You told them no. So now they're coming back. Why are you negotiating with them? So what was happening here?
More money.
Ah, so Rashi HaKadosh explains very beautiful message. He says, the first time that he told them that Hashem has not given me permission to go with you, he meant with you. That means you're not in my level. Send some people that is, you know, in a greater level, more for sure, then I go. Good? That's what he meant. So now, so then, what did Hashem tell him the second time?
You want to go?
Go, go. What does it mean? Hashem said not go. Now he says go. So Gemara lands very interesting guideline in life, and that is Bedevech Shadam Rotze Lalechet Molichin Oto. You know about this?
Yes.
How come you didn't tell us? So let's give all that's from here. Said the intention that you have, that you want to bring about, then in Shamayim they help you. Any way that you want to take, any ratzon that you have, they help you. So Bilam wanted to go, she said, how about go? You want to go, go? So that means, any ratzon that you put in, that you initiate, from Shamayim, they help you. You want money, they give you. You want chokhmah, they give you. You want to come to Beit Knesset on time, really, they let you. You want to get up early in the morning, they'll help you. Anything you want, they'll help you. So that means if you're not doing it, you don't have enough ratzon. If you have enough ratzon, it's impossible that would not help.
Even coming to the shiur?
Even coming to the shiur. Even coming to the shiur. If you have enough ratzon, it's impossible. We see here, Gemara's from here. Look at this. She said, don't go. And I said, go. Why? Because he wanted to go. Now it's a very beautiful point that everybody knows about the story of Bathya. Good. What happened to the Bathya? It came one day out of the palace. Who's Bathya?
Dara Paro.
Dara Paro. So now, see, so yeah, she comes out, and then what does she see? Basket. What does she do? Oh, she wanted to grab it. And what happened? What happened?
It's
way far. So now Gemara says that her hand is a different measurement than they give, Chachamim Uzal, that her hand stretched. Anything else happened besides that? Anything else? She came out, she saw the basket, she stretched her hand, and then she grabbed it. Anything else?
I thought you know the story. Anything else? Mate?
Oh, she came out with a mate. So what happened? When she wanted to grab the basket, what did the mate, her mate? Because the daughter Paro doesn't come out the palace by herself. She has 10, 15, 20 escort ladies, right? So what did the escort ladies told the Batya?
And then
they told her, you're going against the decree of your Abba, your father. They didn't say Abba, they say your daddy. Huh? They may. So then what happened?
She didn't listen to them. Because that day she tried to...
How could she stand in front of 20 mates? No.
Yes.
I thought you knew this story. I'm sorry. What happened?
Who killed them?
Gemara says Gabriel Amalat came down and killed all the maids. Why? Because she had the ratzon to grab the basket that Moshe was in. You know what that is? Ribono Shel Olam sent the Malat, angel, to kill all the forces that they were preventing to do the ratzon that she had. And you know what that is? Here you see, if you have the enough ratzon, nothing can stop you. Anything that stops you, the Rosh Hashanah sends a malach and cleans it up.
Even coming to the shul.
You know what that is? That the Rosh Hashanah sent the angel for who? Egyptian lady. Yes, daughter of Pharaoh. So that means if Rosh Hashanah sends Malach Gabriel for an Egyptian lady to be able to do the ratzon that she had to save Moshe, more so that Rosh Hashanah will send a Malach for a Tzaddik Yehudi. And that's what exactly the whole Gemara says. Bedelech שאדם רוצה ללכת, מולכים לו. השם יזכנו always, have a רצון for קדושה.
אמן.
בעזרת השם, to do עבודת השם בשמחה.
אמן.
אמן, כן רצון.
כהן לנשמות, הלל כהן ללוקו, כהן לנשמות, נשמו שלי. Koila ni shomote, halel kohaleluko, koila ni shomo, ni shomo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.